Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome as we're approaching the end of August. Back to school for the kids is right around the corner. Lots going on. And yesterday actually had a pretty cool event, a ribbon cutting for Raccoon Valley Bank. I know they just put up some solar canopies trying to save some energy. And all your, well, I'd say a lot of the ribbon cuttings get a lot of people, but man, there was quite a bit there at the bank and really exciting to see that new project. And so, yeah, just talk about that.
Yeah, definitely a great turnout. It always helps when the business that we're celebrating has a lot of people too. So, you know, there are a lot of community members that came out for it, but it was such a big project with community partners that to see a lot of folks that were behind the scenes on the project itself. But then you've got the bank board, bank employees. So there's a lot of people involved in that way. And then again, like I said, the community coming out for that as well. So it's always fun to celebrate a ribbon cutting. This one was definitely different than usual. Normally we are celebrating a new business or a new owner or something along those lines, new member if they've been around for a little while. This one being a little bit different that we were kind of a support system for their celebration, but a really big project. And so kind of something worth celebrating in terms of this investment in this improvement with the energy projects of, you know, the solar canopy, really exciting for the bank to be able to be more sustainable for their needs. But really, this project represents a lot of different community partners coming together, different contractors. And so it really is a local project, which is pretty cool. So obviously, Raccoon Valley Bank being a community bank, working with Vanwall Energy, which we have Vanwall Equipment right here in town. So a branch of that company to do the solar panels. But then even using local contractors like Elite Electric and Harlan Concrete, Hughes Excavating, No Lawn Left Behind. So that was really brought up as something that was important in the project and really something that people can be proud of to kind of spruce up that corner, provide a nice, light, bright, safe spot for parking. And then also with the solar canopy, with the charging stations and things like that. So just a really unique, neat project for kind of that private investment and private project, but something that we'll all see, you know, driving by and things like that. So pretty cool to kind of have that unveiling, have the chairperson of the bank board there, yeah. Liz Garst. So to have kind of each of them speak was pretty cool to kind of hear what this project means to them and then what it means to the community as well. So I brought the scissors and the ribbon, you know, that was about all I needed to do to welcome everyone.
Yep.
But just kind of a neat celebration to make that official for Raccoon Valley Bank.
Absolutely. And yeah, what a great event and everything it was. And I know the partnership between the chamber and the bank is really crucial.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, that's something where any of our chamber members, especially those that are actively involved on our board or sponsorship, making different events happen throughout the year, donations to our foundation to support different projects really goes very far. And it's those connections that are really important in our community. So in any community, but you know, you really feel it when you know the behind the scenes here locally.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, as we make the transition, well, coming up tomorrow is a pretty big festival here in the Perry community. It is Latino Fest. And I know we have a good population of Latinos here in the Perry area. So really fun event. And maybe you can give us kind of a schedule somewhat of things going on.
Yeah, definitely. So proud to serve on the HUP board, Hispanics United for Perry, and kind of, again, act as a support system for that. A lot of great volunteers that come together for the Latino Festival, as well as other activities throughout the year. So being able to help with that any way possible, and then also to promote what's going on with it. So yeah, like you said, this is a festival that kind of celebrates different cultures within our community. And so it's just a fun day with live music and performances, of course, really excellent food. We get a taste of that at the 4th of July, and a lot of those vendors come back for the Latino Festival. But then there's different activities and things like that too. So a little bit of a rundown of the day. Things get started at 10 a.m. with the parade. So not quite as long as the 4th of July parade, but still pretty neat to see different businesses. Anyone that would like to get involved can be a part of this parade to kick off the event. And then the main activities are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Pattee Park. So kicking things off, 11:30, there's an opening ceremony. One thing that'll be really fun this year is that there's about a dozen young women in our community that have celebrated their quinceañeras this year. And nice. So they're all going to come out. They're going to be in the parade, and then they're going to come out with their beautiful dresses and take photos with the little kids and get introduced during the open ceremony. So kind of a celebration for them, which is pretty neat. And then at noon, there's different performances starting. So Los Laureles Dance Group at noon. At 1 o'clock, the Perry High School cheerleaders. And then at 2:30, there will be a performance by a Des Moines dance group coming out as well. So you can kind of see some of those cultural dances and performances, which will be pretty neat. Beyond that, there's different activities going on throughout the day too, especially for the kids. So 12 to 3 p.m., there will be bubbles and petting zoo and balloon art. There will be face painting from 2 to 5, and there will be some piñatas and loteria games later on as well. And then the other thing, too, is that at 4 o'clock, they do their annual awards, and so the fire department will be recognized this year as, you know, a standout partner in the community, so definitely neat to kind of see someone recognized every year for that. And then I mentioned the food already, but all day from 11 to 7, there will be food vendors and non-food vendors out at Pattee Park. So definitely come out, kind of a mini festival, if you will. Again, I say this for 4th of July. If you leave hungry, that's on you, because there will be lots of great, I think there's about 9 or 10 food vendors of all different kinds, and then probably close to 20 non-food vendors that will fill up the parking area. So yeah, check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, plenty to eat and plenty of activities to do. So thanks for highlighting that. Before we get out of here, of course, the famous question I always ask you, what else is happening here in the Perry community?
Well, like we always say, there's always something going on. Looking at the calendar, there's a little bit less going on this time of year with back to school, but there's always something. So something to take advantage of tonight. The Perry Fire Department has their grab and go dinner. It'll be a couple weeks yet, but then there'll be bingo back at the Elks Lodge. Care closet and the clothes closet, always ongoing. Food pantry as well. We're finally done with summer movies. So that's something that we won't be talking about much anymore until next summer. But yeah, definitely check out the chat sheet, and we're already looking at forward to fall events. So still have the farmers market going strong for a whole nother month. So we had back to school night last night. We have kids night again with Iowa PBS next Thursday, and then 4 more weeks in September. So even though kind of summertime feels over, we still have some of those activities going strong for a little while longer.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. So go get your produce and just enjoy. Lindsay, really appreciate you always stomping in, talking to us, and just highlighting everything going on. There's never a shortage.
Definitely. Thanks for the opportunity.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.